We made every mistake in the book. We hired the wrong people, had the wrong software, the wrong strategy, and the wrong tech stack. Everything was wrong.
I still vividly remember that there was one email I got during the early days of Wattpad. Pretty much brought me to tears.
We shut down the office, turned off the lights, fired every person, and lost around $13, $14 million.
Welcome to The Moment, a new podcast by Canadian Business and Quill Podcasting. I'm one of your hosts, Jason Maganoy, the publisher of Canadian Business, and I'm co-hosting this podcast with Fatima Zaidi, the CEO and founder of Quill Podcasting.
We're talking about the not-so-glamorous side of startup life, the moments we don't always get to hear about, the time when founders had to make a sharp pivot, start over from square one, or ditch an idea entirely. These are the real stories of what it takes to make it as an entrepreneur.
What would you attribute your success to?
So for me, I would say curiosity.
I think one of the most important attributes for an empathetic leader is humility.
Sometimes you have to be at the right place at the right time.
You can expect to hear from folks like Eva Wong, co-founder and CEO of Borrowell, even Alan Lau from Wattpad and Two Small Fish Ventures, and Anton Robbie, co-founder and CEO of Spinmaster, amongst many more. You'll get to hear all about their moments and their journeys and how they grew from them.
In the early stages, I was always like, okay, once we hit X milestone, once we get like $1 million in sales, once we get like 25 employees, or, you know, eventually once we IPO, then I'll feel like I'm successful and that will make it worth it. But at every one of those milestones, there's still bigger problems.
Your
that
challenges
happen.
Keep growing and changing.
Loved the people. I loved the mission. I loved what I was doing. And it was that exact feeling that scared the shit out of me.
You can subscribe or listen wherever you get your podcasts.